Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The pod is on.
Yes, it is.
And it's just the two of us today.
Yep.
It's the Adil Kunal show.
It is.
The Indian football mafia.
Yeah.
Take it over, man. I'm taking it over.
Yeah, but so Anders Båth was supposed to join, but some exciting news coming out of there, right?
Nah, I can't just say that.
Okay.
He was supposed to go it was actually cancer where he was going, where it was abroad.
Yeah.
But it's happening. So hopefully he'll have something good to say. He might have found his shitty club soon.
But not in Belgium, right?
No. I would actually think Belgium is a cool place to go to.
I wouldn't as well. So, okay.
So if you go to Belgium, it's close by. Then we can actually go there and have an interview with him in Belgium while watching his team play against Anderlecht.
Yep.
That'd be a good idea.
That would be a great idea.
But this foreign club was actually further away than Belgium. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So, all right, but let's not talk about you. You've had a good weekend, though?
I was in Gothenburg with Thanos.
Taking care of your management?
Yeah, exactly. He had a show on... he had his show on Yakida. Full attendance, really great atmosphere, and
full attendance.
Yeah, I call it full attendance.
It's a funny
that's word. A football. That's a football.
It's full attendance. No, it was sold out. It was completely sold out. It was full. It was packed.
Yeah,
it was full attendance.
Exactly.
Well, sir, Uncle Kunal.
But you know why? Because no, okay. So a lot of Italian stadiums, you know, the crowd has been disappointing for a couple of years right now.
What is that, 34 years right
now? Yes. Okay, come on. So whenever we got, you know, a packed stadium where it's sold out, it says full attendance, isn't it? So I'm like, okay, it was a full attendance.
Doesn't say full attendance.
Okay, I say that.
Maybe
okay?
Full attentado.
Like, no, you know, attentado.
I don't know, I just said something.
Okay, that's...
I don't speak Italian.
That's a threat. Threat. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Full attentado.
Okay,
we're right. Going to blow this shit up. Oh.
We need to edit this out, otherwise we're going to have some kind of call from FBI,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
It was two person making a threat.
Yeah, exactly.
At every Italian stadium. It's like, I think that is a bit misinterpreted. I don't think that's full attendance you paid to what we were saying.
Exactly.
You see what I did there?
I see what you did.
I just did.
I see how proud you are.
Yeah, very proud.
Because you did that.
Yeah, and everybody should be. So it was a good show. I jumped in on Raw Saturday and sat there until 3:30 at night.
Okay.
We were supposed to like take a beer afterwards, but sat there. Andre Wikström was there, very funny comedian. And I don't know what the hell happened. We just sat there for like 4 hours, drank up everything there was in the backstage room.
Yeah.
And kind of got kicked out to hit like at four.
Two of you.
And then Marcus, who also works at Raw.
Yeah, okay.
And then his girlfriend also works at Raw. Apparently, we had no idea there were two. You know, when you. There's somebody who's always there. He's like the manager when Morten is not there at the club.
Yeah, yeah.
So he takes, these are the comedian lineup, blah,
yeah.
So, you know. So he's the kind of on place. If you need a help or something,
cool.
You ask him.
Cool.
Okay. And then this girl was working the ticket stand.
Okay.
And then when the show was done, there was a couple other comedians who just came by. A couple of friends who are like Lagos and stuff. And then they left. So me and Victor was still drinking some. Then he comes along and this girl comes along. And they never say that they're together. But we had to figure it out. They sit
down
there.
Because you tried to make a move.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. But what if? What if somebody tried to make a move? So I was
somebody. Somebody.
No, it was that wasn't on, even on the card at all. Why would I? Disgusting animal.
Okay. So
I just
you're single, right?
And
maybe you thought she was single. What's the animalistic thing about making a move? Nothing at all.
I don't do that move.
You never do that
move. Not like that. I met somebody five.
What's that
working
move?
In a ticket stand where you're doing a show. Exactly. I mean, that's a bit like you can't just hit on waitresses all over the place. That's
Are you calling her a waitress?
No, but that.
What are you calling
on
her?
On a big show, on a big show, you have a ticket salesperson. Yeah. On a smaller show, there's waitresses. They don't have somebody in tickets. So
that's true.
That was another failed attempt.
So she was somebody's girlfriend and that
person. No, Marcus
person.
Who sat there.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there talking, and after a while, blah, blah, yeah, we do that. It's like, we? It's like, wait a minute. We talk about each other or somebody else?
Yeah.
Because I'm confused now. Yeah. Are you talking about your girlfriend back home?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the girl sitting next to you?
Yeah.
Because... Can I crack a joke about that girl? Because if it's not her, that's good. If it's her, it's really embarrassing. So it took me like 10 minutes to figure out, you guys are together. Never mentioned.
Because they started to make out.
No, nothing. They did nothing like that. They didn't touch it. Nothing. We had to just figure it out on the conversation that, wait a minute, they worked together fine, but this sounds a bit later than work. Or earlier. Okay.
But did you get that? Okay.
But then we just sat there, and I don't remember how it came
what
home,
if
and then I dropped my
they
car.
Weren't together?
They were. Because
they said that.
No, we all...
They confirmed that.
Yeah, we talked about children.
Or you just figured this out.
No, we talked about children.
Because
it was completely open.
She wasn't something on the side, right?
What are you, deaf?
Okay, cool.
What are you, fucking deaf? We're talking about you're going to have children. They say yes. I said, sometime. I said, you're trying, but... Do you think I cooked this up, you fucking moron? Okay. All right. And then we just stayed there for 4 o'clock, and then I forgot my card, apparently. I bought a sausage in the middle of the night, and that's the last thing I saw
remember.
My card.
Okay.
Because I woke up in the morning, I was supposed to go. I was like, where is it? Couldn't find it. I was like, fuck. Imagine if I lost it, somebody's used it.
Yeah.
Which just said Pulsivagnen, which is very tragic. 4 o'clock at night, Pulsivagnen.
Yeah,
that's the last thing I did with the card. It would be much better if somebody just took it and just bought like diamonds for it. I would say like, You know what? That happens when you're a fucking rock star.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's,
okay, so you had the gig was good as well?
It's always good at rock.
Yeah. Cool.
It must say. But it was good as full, so it was good.
Yeah.
It's always good. And Vic Wikström is a very funny dude.
Yeah, he is.
He's a very funny guy actually. A bit disturbed, which is good.
Bit Finnish.
Yeah, nah.
bit Finnish.
Do you think he? I don't think he feels Finnish at all. I don't think he feels Finnish either.
And that's a very Finnish thing.
No, that's not a very Finnish thing. I would say that
to not feel Swedish.
No, but he's so odd.
Yeah,
he's neither Swedish or Finnish. He's just an oddball.
Okay, cool.
Which makes it. That's why he's funny, probably.
Yeah.
The weekend was funny, footballing wise.
Yeah.
What happened? Let's just start with the. Let's go through a little bit of a fixture. Chelsea keeps on winning.
Yeah.
11 straight win.
Yeah.
2 goals conceded during that time.
It's
looking pretty unstoppable at the moment.
Yeah. And I'm pretty lost for words right now. I'm like... And also, you know, the other teams are pretty much not in that form they were like a month ago.
No.
You know, Arsenal, Liverpool.
Next game is a bit tricky because it's Bournemouth and they don't have Costa. So let's see if... The absence of Costa will affect them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look like... They look to score from other... I mean, Marcus Alonso had 2-3 shots. Or one on the crossbar and free kick. He actually had a really good game.
Yeah.
He looks very, very adept in that formation.
Yeah.
Conte knows exactly what he wants from him. He gets that.
Yeah.
Moses is a surprise for everyone, of course.
Of course.
Because, you know, he's been loaned out 3 seasons all around England. You know, and hasn't really... done well anywhere. Stoke, West Ham or Liverpool. I mean, okay, but you never thought he would go back and take a spot at Chelsea. That was just stupid. So that's very impressive.
Looking strong.
Unbeatable at the moment to look, but you know, sooner or later something's going to happen and then everybody needs to pounce because it's nine points now until Liverpool plays tonight. See what happens there. Middlesbrough thumped Swansea and Swansea surely doesn't look good. That was a 6-pointer.
Yeah.
And they got thumped.
Negredo
back in scoring form.
Terrible defense at Swansea. Something needs to change radically, and I think as you've been into a lot of things, exactly. It's I don't know Bradley if he's
He's in over his head. He's never had this. The highest he's done in Europe is league in second division in France.
Yeah, I know.
So
maybe
it's a nice thought from the American owners.
Yeah. Yeah, but something needs to happen really quickly. Otherwise, they'll surely go down. I'm pretty sure of this because, you know,
it's getting late now as well.
Yeah, it is. It is. So
it's late in the season. Half the season is almost gone. And,
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No, they don't look good at all, I think. But who looks good instead? It's Sunderland with Moyes. Moyes have got them going. What you thought everybody in the beginning of the season thought, you got Moyes from the start of the season, he will not get any team relegated. No. That's what you expect from him and Pulis. And then he has such a terrible start, you start thinking, has he lost it?
Yeah.
But now
he's on track. Yeah,
he hasn't lost it.
Getting those 1-0 victories, clinching them, it's absolutely brutal. And let's see if Sunderland manages to stay out of the relegation battle this year. That would be a very welcome news at Sunderland.
Yeah, the way it's going, I think he hasn't looked this stable over a patch of period for years.
Yeah,
to be honest.
True.
Now it looks a bit moist, they're getting results. They're not easy to break down anymore. That's been the big problem. They just concede goals from nowhere, but that seems to be disappearing. And then Defoe in great form.
Yeah.
Well, I of course like him.
Yeah. No, he's really good.
He's a Spurs legend for many players. Yeah. Of course.
He's a Premiership legend.
Yeah, but to be honest, at this moment, when Janssen's injured as well, and we have Kane, I think a lot of Spurs supporters would say, it would have been okay to have him as a backup.
Yeah, of course.
Come in the last 20 minutes of games. Because
he's still at that level. He will give you goals. That's what it's all about. He's still...
His finishing is second to none. He's top class when it comes to finishing with right and left foot and how quickly he shoots. Yeah. That's world class to me. That aspect of his
game. But his movement is
exactly
not there.
His movement is. But the thing is, because he's not as quick anymore,
he scores more
now, because at Tottenham he was constantly offside.
Yeah.
He was always trying to get on the shoulder. Now I think he's adapted his game to try to find pockets.
Yeah.
To just finish.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to dribble. He just needs the ball and finish as quickly as possible. And he can dribble in the box because he's so dangerous when he runs with the ball 6-7 meters.
Yeah.
Not 30 meters anymore. Yeah. I think his forte has now changed a little bit. He's adapted well.
Leicester City coming back 2-0 down. Exactly. And one, Vardy getting a red card sent off really early in the game as well. So
I saw the game was entertaining.
Yeah.
Entertaining game for that reason. It was such a football game.
Yeah.
When you think that the game is done and dusted.
Yeah, exactly.
Red card, a bit harsh. Same referee though, who didn't get red card in the middle of the week for the Arnautovic challenge. He got stick for that.
Yeah.
So now Vardy does something similar, but not as much. He gets the ball and everything. He gets pushed even by Johnson, but he still gets red. A bit rough. Then 1-0, then 2-0. The game is gone and dusted. But then he makes three changes.
Yeah.
One assist and two goals from those three substitutions.
And Amartey, the former Jurgen player getting the equalizer. Actually, funny story. Me and my brother, we usually go to the Jurgen games. And when Amartey used to play, my brother said...
Have you kissed him?
No, I haven't kissed him.
Do you want to kiss him?
No, I don't want to kiss him.
Are you sure?
No, yeah.
All right.
I'm sure, yeah. So, no, but my brother said, the minute he saw him, this guy is going to play in the Premiership. And I'm like, no way. He said, give it 1 year. And my brother...
Your brother...
He never gets it right.
Exactly.
But this one, he actually got right. So, happy to see Amartey. He was a hero in Jurgården. And,
He had a great game, actually.
Yeah.
He deserved that goal. His first goal in Premier League.
Yeah.
In 19th appearance. So.
Yeah.
I think that was good work for him.
Yeah.
Now, I knew that because I saw the game is 19 appearances.
Yeah.
Because
I didn't expect him to have 19 appearances, but it must be that he came in a lot, right?
Yeah, he's been doing a lot of substitutions.
Yeah. West Ham getting that 1-0 victory again against
lucky fucks though. That was such a lucky result. But that's so typical of when you are playing the way you are.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. There was it wasn't a penalty for me. It wasn't a penalty. And my God, Hull hit the crossbar, the post, the crossbar again three times off the line. It was just... I feel so sorry for it. Because I think if Hull would have picked up a win there.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you starting to feel like, you know what? It's not impossible for them to stay.
Yeah.
If they win away at 6 points at West Ham,
yeah,
they put West Ham into trouble. Swansea is free falling.
Yeah.
It might be a chance there, but that must have stung so bad, that result, because now kind of they have so much more to catch up on.
Yeah.
So I really felt for them, because whatever you say, they just don't have quality in that team.
Yeah.
But they do have spirit.
And now I want to hear, because going on to the United game as well, Zlatan, what's your pick on Zlatan right now? Because previously you've been not negative, but you haven't been convinced.
About what?
About, you know, him in United this year. You haven't been...
I don't think anything wrong with him.
Yeah.
I think he's performing
brilliantly right now.
Yeah, right now brilliantly. And he's performed well enough all season. Even if you don't score for 4 or 5 games,
yeah,
doesn't mean that you're... I mean, it's Premier League. It's not. Yeah. You can't score every week in.
Yeah.
I think people expected him to score as much as PSG.
Yeah.
Must understand that
it's
that's
a different
not,
league.
That's
yeah.
not how it works. No. Nobody... Very seldomly players get 30 goals a season. It's extremely seldom in the Premier League.
Yeah.
If you get 25, that's a great haul.
Yeah.
Everything over 20 is good.
He's at 11 right now. Do you see him going over 20?
Total Premier League.
He's at 11 in
no,
Premier
I'm,
League.
Yeah.
Total. No, no, no.
Total, definitely.
League. No, in Premier League.
Because he's got 14 already
the
club.
In Premier League. I think he would. And but, that's it's a terrific season. And you know what?
Listen, I would say everything above 11, 12 would have been adequate.
Yeah.
And everything over 15 would have been good.
Yeah.
And 20 is great.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, any striker scored 20 goals first season is good. But he will give you so much more. You know, he will give you that... It's off. It's just no sound. He will give you so much more in dressing room, attitude of players, among players. So I think, he's doing well.
Way they're doing right now, who knows? And, you know, coming... Let's go to the City game soon and the City-Arsenal game. But I really see United maybe contending for one of those four spots.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, there's six teams.
Yeah.
It's just simple as that. I think it's six teams involved this year. I don't think Everton can catch any of the teams above, both quality-wise and the start-wise so far.
Yeah.
There's six teams, and it only looks like Chelsea is the one that's going to run, who's looking like a winner at the moment.
Yeah.
Arsenal lost against City, of course, so that complicates things. For top four spot, very interesting.
Yeah.
For the Championship, it looks...
Yeah, Liverpool needs to win tonight. Otherwise, I think... It's nine points. Yeah.
And they don't look... And they don't have any European. And they look very, very well drilled. They have a good squad.
Yeah.
Everybody's in form. Conte seems to have no quarrels with anybody in the team.
No.
So at the moment, it looks absolutely amazing for them.
It's really steady.
So,
but going to the City-Arsenal game, Arsenal... actually came out, and I've seen this once before, and actually it was against Manchester City last year as well. Arsenal play adapting their way of playing against their opponents, every time, Cech had the ball, he chose to go long rather than the short one, and it was absolutely fantastic in the first half. And City looked so lame. They really looked like, okay, this is a team that wants to play like Barcelona or Bayern Munich, but first thing, they're doing it in a league that is way more competitive, and also doing it with players that doesn't have that kind of...
No technical ability.
No, exactly. So I was...
Especially you can see from the fullbacks. He plays almost inverted fullbacks, and you can't have players who can't really pass on the ball.
Exactly.
When you have that.
Exactly.
Compare Dani Alves to, Zabaleta.
That's true. But
cliche.
Coming out in the second half, of course, they were always trying to go for it, showing a lot of energy and everything. Getting that equalizer, it looks suspiciously like offside. I'm not sure.
So early.
I've seen it like 10 times, and I'm not sure, but...
Well, then it's not.
Exactly. Give it the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
But... something happened with Arsenal. They had nothing left in their tanks.
It's not that uncommon for that team.
Yeah.
That's the problem, I think, with Arsenal. It's not only continuity the whole season. During the game sometimes as well, they can lose. They can play fantastically for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, breathtaking.
Yeah.
And then they're just off the beat.
Yeah.
They're still having a decent season, but...
But they looked so, like... like it was. They looked freeze. They had nothing to answer with, right?
It's a very City bad just week came. For them.
Yeah, it's a really bad week. And I saw a sign that I've never seen. You know, Wenger pulling off a Mourinho. He substituted in Oxlade-Chamberlain and took him off. Like I think it was 20-25 minutes between in the second half, and it wasn't an injury. And clearly, Oxlade-Chamberlain was really disappointed. Threw his shirt off and went straight to the dressing room. And that's new for me. I've never seen Wenger do that. So something is not. I would say it's not.
Well, I've never, since the past 10 years, I would say that one thing that disappeared from my head, at least when it comes to Wenger, is that when he was in early days with Henri and them, before Henri really leaving, and you know, it was a good time to let him leave as well, but before that, he didn't have. You didn't seem to think the players would leave Wenger or Arsenal.
Yeah.
But one thing that is for sure, that Arsenal has been piss poor in keeping their star players.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been, done a good job as always, you know, getting new players in who takes the team. But, I mean, the list is long with players that wanted to leave. And not because they weren't getting any football in time, because they wanted to lead to a better club, more money. City have poached many of their players, not the best at all. I mean, we're talking Nasri, Adebayor, Clichy, even Sanya. I mean, all that's only to City. Then Van Persie, then the biggest one probably to United, direct competitor as well.
Yeah.
So that power, I never feel that he has. And Oxlade-Chamberlain, I think it's time for him to move on, I think, because he just hasn't cemented his place in that team.
Yeah.
And he never seems to do it. He seems to have patched a good play. I think he needs to do a little bit like Jordan Ibe did at Liverpool.
Yeah.
He went early Ibe. I think it was a very clever move from Ibe. He did exactly what people wait for too long. I think it was good of Ibe to go to Bournemouth to get a much more.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Chance of playing.
Yeah.
Much bigger chance. So I think Chamberlain, well, you know, that's going to cause some problems, but that's the football of life, eh?
Yeah.
He probably gave him instruction, didn't follow one shit of it.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, you're off.
Spurs in again, but left...
Oof, what a tense...
Left it really tight this time.
Very tense victory.
Yeah?
It was... We didn't play that well. Burnley was up for it, but we invited them in many... I mean, we should have been 1-0 up with Dele Alli just early on. And then you can see the signs, easy ball in... almost scored. Lloris made a great save, and then 5 minutes later they do score similar, and it's like, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Then we scored and was fine, but then kept on doing like no fluidity. Lloris had a very off game for Lloris. Probably one of his worst games for a long, long time. But as we said, discussed before, none of the mistakes led to goals, because the goal, he had nothing fault on that.
Yeah.
But he was a bit poor in distribution, ran out a couple of times, so was offside once and he missed the ball. So it was no hard foul, and lost possession a couple of, was close of getting caught up. So he had one of those games that, you know, with some bad luck. But that's the funny thing with Lloris, when he has games like that, you think that, oh, he had a poor game, but it didn't cost any goals. So still his mistake limit is zero. But Danny Rose was amazing.
Yeah.
Again. And best left back in England.
Yeah, probably. Mm. When he's in form. But I would say he's...
But he's been in form for 2 years.
Now he's really good. I wouldn't disagree on that.
And this, that game, he just... Great crossing. He got a half volley assist that was... half volleyball in that was great. And then the finish was absolutely... Yeah. I mean, he thumped it in. I mean, he just had a great left foot.
And Spurs taking those victories they're supposed to take. And that's something that... You know, previously haven't been a sign for Spurs.
Yeah, it's very comfortable for a Spurs fan to see that. I mean, last year what we saw was that we picked wins against big teams.
Yeah.
We haven't done that earlier.
No.
We played okay. Under AVB, we played okay against the poor team.
Yeah.
We played well against them and then absolutely thrashed against the big team.
Yeah.
Under Pochettino in the beginning was, you know, 50-50. But last season, we started winning against big teams. So it hasn't happened, you know. We have United, City... we've beaten Arsenal for a few years, Chelsea as well. You know, we've beaten all the big teams now, and that could stretch for years earlier.
Yeah.
So that's a big change. And this now we're starting to win these games against home to Hull.
Yeah.
2 years ago we lost it 1-0, maybe some shit game like that. West Brom at home 2 years running, you know, shit like that. So that is good. So I think it's so stable, that team, that even when we play poor, there's enough talent, you know. The Alderweireld didn't even play.
Yeah.
And it's a big miss because Eric Dier is a good centre half, but he's not Alderweireld.
True. Yeah. And the last remaining game that played the fixture that is tonight is the Merseyside derby between Everton and Liverpool. And a lot of people would say that Liverpool would be favourites going into this game. I'm not pretty sure of that. You know, first of all, missing Coutinho, as they have been for a couple of games right now. But Everton performing really well last time against Everton, against Arsenal. And I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a really tight and close game. And listen... Well, I'm just going to predict this. I'm saying.
Okay, prediction. Let's have a prediction.
I'm going to say that Everton would at least get a draw, but I would say 2-1 to Everton.
Okay.
And that's going against the grain.
Yeah, it's a lot against the grain because Everton has suffered a lot against Liverpool lately in derby.
Yeah.
But I'll go for a draw.
Yeah.
1-1 again.
And I think Lukaku is the one to, of course, to that's not a, you know, it's not a shocker that I say that, but Lukaku will always be one of my favorite Premier League forwards.
He's very easy to like.
Yeah,
I would say Lukaku. You know, the way he kind of plays, and he doesn't say that. He says like he's straight, but not overly stupid.
Yeah.
You know, he just says a little bit of what he thinks, but he doesn't do any controversies. No. He's fine. And he's fun to watch.
Yeah,
he's very fun to watch. He's one of those strikers that usually there are big strikers that are quick, but they're not really that good. But he has talent.
But this is almost for the championship. I would say that this is a must-win game for Liverpool. Almost. I'm pretty sure that, you know...
I think if...
There will be a time when Chelsea doesn't get, you know...
Yeah, but you don't want them to have 15-point...
No.
You know...
You won't be able to catch them. And just, to be honest, if Liverpool doesn't win this game...
You're saying the title race is over if...
I said that a month ago, man.
Yeah, but it's a big... Can't say
it. But I like to be controversial. You know that.
Right.
You know that.
Yeah, so existence is controversial. Yeah,
it's almost like... Right now, I'm a huge Chelsea fan.
It's not controversial to say that Chelsea will win the league. I mean, they are favorites
2 months
now.
Ago, wasn't it controversial?
It's not controversial. It's just...
It's not controversial, but it wasn't looking
way too early. Yeah.
And they weren't in top.
But still way too... It's controversial would have said that you said, I think that...
Leicester will win it again.
No, that's not even controversial. That's unlikely.
Yeah.
Controversial would say, well, I think that Leicester won because they bought every referee in the league.
Yeah, that's controversial. That's true.
So you're having a shocker, mate.
Yeah.
You're having a seizure.
Let's go on to the Italian league, maybe.
Yeah, you want Funny, a certain player has been playing quite well in Napoli.
Yeah, Dries Mertens scoring, let's see. So, 8 goals in 3 matches, 7 goals in 2 games. It's
and he's
incredible.
And he's not a striker.
Not a striker, but he became a striker because, of course, I don't know if everybody knows, but they bought Arthur Milik, in the season.
The Milik man.
Yeah, and he was...
He started okay.
He started good.
Yeah.
And he became like an essential part of this team.
I thought when they bought him as well, I thought, he's interesting player, but... I thought Napoli would figure
exactly
that.
And everybody was like, okay, is this player good enough to replace Higuain? That's basically the question.
And is it the right answer time?
Will always be no, almost.
Of course.
But he was performing and he was getting the goals.
He was getting goals.
And then they got him injured and now he's almost...
Got him injured when they put him in a conveyor belt.
He got injured.
Come on. It's funny. Come on.
Yeah, it's funny. It's funny. But okay.
Why are you so serious all the time? What's wrong with you?
Sorry.
Relax, man.
Cool.
The fuck? Why are you crying? Put your pants back on. Okay.
Cool. So what happens was that they tried to replace that guy with Gabbiadini, who was a really exciting player and it was performing pretty well in, you know, a middle to, you know, shitty club in Italy. But he hasn't, you know, he hasn't given the goals. So, in some kind of desperate move, Sarri chose to play Mertens as their striker. And in three games, he's given them 8 goals. You just think about that. Like, scoring 4 yesterday against Torino. Yeah, and the last one is an absolute beauty.
Yeah, I reminded a bit of a Brian Laudrup girl. I couldn't find her.
Yeah. It's amazing. So, guys, you should really check it out.
I think it's funny from the replay angle when you see it goes in and he's actually smiling.
Yeah, he's absolutely
smiling because, like, what the
fuck? This guy is scoring on everything and, you know, in every possible way. So,
he's just a funny player because, you know, he's never played as a striker.
No.
Really. I've never seen him play as a striker anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, on the wing like that. And even he's played even deep in his career. He played in midfield early on.
Yeah.
I mean, he played as a deep-lying midfielder early in his career. Then he moved up. Then he got, like, to the wing. Then whenever he played in Belgian team, he always played on the wing.
Yeah, exactly. And he played in Napoli on the wing as well.
Exactly.
Until now.
So he's been a winger for a couple of years. You can always kind of play them as a striker as well in modern football, but seldom does, you know.
And the way Napoli is playing right now, I mentioned it to you earlier before we started recording, is that if they keep this form until the Champions League tie, it will be such an amazing game against Real Madrid, because at San Paolo they're really hard to beat, and you know they're going
but the problem with Real Madrid at the moment, they're hard to beat anywhere.
It is, and surely Real Madrid is favorites against anyone.
And the 36 games running without being beaten in any competition, I mean that's quite amazing. They look so difficult to beat with Casemiro and Modric and Kroos in the middle. It's just, how the fuck do you go through that?
Yeah,
and then you have a Varane and Ramos in the back. They play very. He's really. I'm so impressed with Zidane. To be honest, we don't talk. Everybody's saying like, well, let's wait and see.
Yeah.
Listen, he just took over the team.
Yeah.
They were struggling when he took. Not struggling, but they were.
And they won everything since then.
Since then, they won everything. He doesn't lose.
No.
They won Champions League.
Yeah.
He's doing well in the league. The leading, and you know, what more can you say? And he's still like, yeah, well, that's why everybody will win the bad team. Well, they didn't.
Yeah.
Managers didn't before him. They struggled before him. Benitez struggled. Mourinho struggled in the end. He came in 2 minutes and changed it. I think it's extremely... If you're talking about Guardiola being impressive in Barcelona when he went through there,
then
you have to start acknowledging that this first year of Zidane in charge has been pretty goddamn amazing.
Yeah, it is. I can't say
absolute
anyone say record. Anything else.
But how many
it's
games
stupid.
Has he lost?
No,
two?
Like two, yeah. It's stupidly good.
And then we're talking play Champions League from the second phase. And the
I still
stage.
Don't think they will take Champions League this year. But let's
maybe
not
Champions
that.
League. No. Yeah. Champions League, you know, Champions League, to be honest,
yeah.
it doesn't matter who's playing so well in the league at the moment. Champions League is a split of a second.
Yeah, it is.
You go to semi-final, you have 90, you beat in, you get 95-4 in goal difference. And you play against a team where you just can't get the ball in.
Yeah.
They get a free kick or a red card. And, you know, it's so...
No, it's true. It's true.
Champions League is a bit lottery as well.
It is.
To be honest.
Yeah, it is.
The league is the real... You know, show how has team done against each other.
Yeah,
so
that's
many
true.
Games.
That's true. So talking about Serie A as well, we had the series final, Juventus against Roma, and it was, I would say that this showed that Juventus is still surely going to take this league comfortably. They just controlled the game. Of course, Roma did put up a fight, but Higuain coming through with the game winning goal as he. He's picking up that habit right now and he's becoming what they wanted him to be before the season. Behind behind, you know, Juventus, you have such a tight race between six teams for the Champions League spots, and Inter picking up their third straight wins against Sassuolo
you love Inter, don't you?
I hate Inter. And they were so lucky, but I don't...
Do they have many slap-worthy players?
Yes, Felipe Melo to start off. All he right. He got sent off
as Who's the most slap-worthy player, otherwise you can... Who's not played for Inter?
That I used to hate or right now? Because right now. I have one favorite.
Okay, who's that?
Christian Poulsen.
Okay, interesting choice.
I hated that guy.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of Liverpool fans hate him as well.
No, but I think everyone... Yeah, I think... Shit. Yeah, but he's... Oh, I hated that guy. I really hated that guy. But okay, today, slap-worthy players... yeah, of course, there are some ones, but I can't really... Do you have one?
Well, it depends on what...
No, but just tell me.
Of the old... I remember the first player I kind of disliked for no reason. Reason of Spurs.
Yeah.
Was actually very strangely Savage. I love him now. I think he's great. I think he's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Robbie's, I like him.
Yeah.
He's a funny pundit because he's not great.
No.
But he will say the opposite of what the other will say.
Yeah, exactly.
And it will start a controversy.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
On. So it's fun. He's fun in the studio for that reason.
Yeah.
So he's fun to listen to as a pundit for that reason. He's not the most knowledgeable fun. But he did one thing at the League Cup final when Tottenham played Leicester. He kind of got Justin Edinburgh sent off the left back for some stupid, you know, he just fucking, you know, he annoyed him, hit him, then he did something back, he fell down and he got a red card, but then we won that game. So he kind of, but every time he came to visit White Hart Lane, he always got booed for any team he played from. As soon as he touched the ball, nobody forgot that, and we won the game. So that was him. But then, you know, of course the teams you dislike, so for, as a Spurs supporter, it was a lot of, you know, Chelsea, Arsenal, West Ham team. I mean, for me, Chelsea's been the easiest target for the sole reason that we've been so extremely piss poor against them. I mean, we haven't beaten them in Stamford Bridge 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the list goes on. Oh, it was a humiliation that we have suffered from. And especially, they weren't even top team when we didn't win there.
No.
I mean, when we started to get a top team, we thought this is going to stretch for another 15 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And it kind of has.
Yeah.
Not all competition, but, you know, so for me, Costa is, of course, a slap-worthy player. He's a great player, but he's a slap-worthy player.
Yeah, he is.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, if you slap Diego Costa, nobody can say that. Why the hell did he do that? You say, why did you do that? Well, I don't know, but there's probably a reason. Say, so, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You can't slap him, for he deserves it for the things you don't know he's done.
Yeah, yeah. I want to slap a referee.
Yeah.
I want to slap the Turkish guy. What is... Shakir, you know him?
Why do you want to...
I just want to slap that guy. I don't know why. I just feel the... you know...
But you don't like other Shrisk either.
I don't. No. I like some referees, but they're... No. I would really like to slap that guy. I don't know why. I just... You're asking me, right?
Yeah, I like it.
And you don't need the motivation, right?
No, I really
just
don't need...
I slap him.
But he could be good with a motivation. Yeah. Do you have a motivation?
I would...
Is it because he's a bad referee or you just don't like him?
I just don't like that
guy. Yeah, I understand
that. And he's a bad referee as well. I wanna slap Pep Guardiola.
Really?
I really want to slap
him. Why?
I hate him.
Okay, why? Well, this is new. I didn't know you had so much hate in you.
I have a lot of hate.
You have a lot of hate, but
I just want to slap that guy. He looks arrogant and he looks sweaty and he looks
sweaty.
Fucking, and you know the way.
You think he's pompous?
I think he
has is. He done... your Brendan? My Pep Guardiola is Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah. That exactly. What you feel for Brendan Rodgers?
But I have to say this: you weren't on the pod before. Before he got sacked at Liverpool, I said that, you know what? He should just leave this fight. He's way over his border. He should take over Celtic. And who did he take over?
Celtic.
Because it's perfect for him.
Yeah.
But Guardiola, Barcelona was perfect for him.
Yeah, but I'm not going to say something about that is like football related when it comes to Pep Guardiola.
I think he's a great coach.
Yeah, he is. I just don't like him.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I want to slap the shit out of him.
That's complete slap. I think
I want to wrestle him.
I want to go one on one.
I think I would.
He's an ex-professional footballer.
I'm an ex-professional wrestler.
You're an ex-professional bullshitter.
Exactly. So I would bullshit him.
What do you mean, ex-wrestler?
No, I'm just kidding.
That would be funny if you was like in the WWF.
Yeah, exactly. In the Indian
your name
version.
Could be Agent
in a
Kunal.
In a low budget.
How
yeah,
about Agent Kunal? It could be like, is he a secret agent? No, he's an agent. He takes
like
care.
The one that was. You remember him, that Jimmy guy that used to follow Hulk Hogan into the ring? Yeah, I would be that guy, but just following a huge Indian guy.
Even Trump has done that.
Yeah, I know that.
He's coming in and beating people in the ring, let's and he's not the president of the United States.
Yeah, let's not.
That's hysterical, though.
Yeah, it is.
It's quite funny, you know. You see, like. This is Obama. He's done this. Yeah. This is Bush. He's an idiot, but he's always been this family. And this next president, he's literally beating the shit out of a person in the ring.
Yeah.
And going like, yeah!
Is it why it called, is, you know, the expression Trump card, has that something to do with Donald Trump?
No.
You're sure of this?
Yeah.
He's been here longer than the expression. So you're sure?
He's not belonging the expression. The expression is an old.
How do you know this?
Because it's from the word triumph in the colonial war of England, France, and America.
Yeah.
The triumph. That's how the triumph bow became in Paris as well. So after that, when you had a triumph, you always. Yeah. And I think it was.
You just showed your card?
No, I think it was in the old story goes, actually, at one of those situations. I think it was before, what's that name? Alamo, before Alamo, in Texas. They had, they were all outnumbered, the Texas living there. So basically, the Mexicans who wanted Texas there, the war started because they just took Alamo and a letter came out. From Alamo saying, you know, that this and that happened.
Yeah.
And in that, it was apparently his lord, he was a big poker fan, the guy. So he was writing and playing cards and saying, that's our triumph will be this. And he wrote it on a card. He wrote it on a card, sent that card, came out. The Americans then got it and started this civil war action against it. Then they sent troops and then they won that. And then Texas became American.
Okay.
So that's where the word.
This is the first time you impressed me.
This is the Trump card game.
This is also a deal's application to the History Channel. So, guys, if you're listening, feel free to contact him at TrumpCard.
So, what do you like to? It's a good story.
Yeah, it is a good story.
I made it up.
You did, right?
Yeah, I made it up.
Yeah, I knew it. fucking cunt.
I got you so bad, though.
Yeah, you did. So, it's from Donald Trump, everyone.
No, it's not. From Donald Trump. It's not from Donald Trump.
You heard it here. It's from Donald Trump.
I think
Trump.
The Alamo was a very good detail.
Yeah, it was. It was, yeah. Why couldn't you just leave it there? Because you know...
Because it's not from Trump.
Yeah, exactly.
I just couldn't leave it because I know it's nothing to do with Donald fucking Trump, the word Trump card. So I just felt that.
Cool.
But the rest is true. The Alamo actually...
Nothing is true.
No.
Nothing that a deal says is true.
Why the Civil War actually started in that was because they actually got a letter and everybody who was in Alamo was slaughtered by all this much bigger army.
Okay.
And because it came out, that started some kind of martyr rebellion shit for that. So that's actually true.
Okay. I just choose to believe you right now.
Yeah, why would I lie about that? It's a stupid lie. The Trump card is stupid.
Why would you lie about
that's
anything?
Funny, but the other would be stupid. Trump card is funny. I fucking got you to believe that they used the card in Alamo to send out and he wrote triumph on it and that became Trump card. Come on!
Why wouldn't I believe it?
Because just I wouldn't believe it.
Why? You're just skeptic.
No, because I know what I do.
Yeah, so. That's true.
Okay. I think we're done for today. That was good.
I think.
That's a good ending on that. We said it'd be a short episode. It never is when you and I are here.
No, it is.
But on
Thursday, we'll have a special guest for you. You'll know more when you hear him, I would say. Don't forget what I said, that Everton will surely beat Liverpool tonight.
Interesting. And you said 2-1, or what did you say?
2-1.
2-1.
Yeah.
I'm going 1-1.
Okay. Let's see.
If the score is 1-1, it's going to be very interesting in the last five
minutes. It's not really going against me, though.
It's fun if it's 1-1 in the last 5 minutes and Everton hits the post. It's going to be fuck!
Yeah,
no!
That's true. That's true.
So I'm really not hoping that will happen then.
Okay. Thanks, guy. I'm Kunal.
I'm still a deal.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Spread the love.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.